Since it began the Nest Watch program in the mid-1960s, the Lab of Ornithology at Cornell University has collected over 400,000 records on most of North America's breeding birds.
Anyone with an interest in birds can participate. We have people who are trained biologists who participate, people who are just getting interested in birds.
Barbara Vinson is among the citizen scientists logging the data into the online database. Vinson runs a small map publishing business from her home on a central Texas prairie outside of Austin. Over the past 20 years, Vinson and her husband have transformed their one-hectare backyard into a wooded wildlife habitat to attract birds and butterflies.
It's amazing how many nests I have in my yard when I started looking at the cardinals and the mourning doves and the mockingbirds.
Vinson also describes herself as a landlord for purple martins, a common bird that nests across North America but that migrates through the Gulf of Mexico on its way to South America each year.
We monitor how many pairs come in. We check every 2 to 5 days to see how the nesting's progressing, how many eggs are laid, how many eggs hatch, and then how the pairs are doing as far as feeding their young and how many actually fledge.
Vinson, who watched the last fledgling leave its nest this week, plans to submit her data to Cornell. She says it's been a good year for her colony, in which 23 purple martin pairs nested in special aluminum boxes and hanging gourds. She says once they've established a secure nesting place, the birds always come back.
As long as there's housing and they haven't been predated on by snakes or owls or hawks to discourage them from a nesting site, they will return year after year.
Vinson says she's heartsick about the oil contaminating the Gulf of Mexico and the fate of her purple martins and other birds that migrate to the region.
I'm afraid that for the next 20, even maybe 30 years, we're going to be looking at some really horrific results, particularly for the shorebirds who also migrate in regards to the impact of the oil on the estuaries and the coastal regions.
NestWatch project leader Laura Burkholder says researchers rely on the work of citizen scientists like Barbara Vinson to provide the broad-based data to document trends in North America. Vinson says she gets more than data from the experience.
I truly feel that we are not separate from nature, that we are an integral part of nature, and that my love of the wilderness and the world around me tells me that as an integral part of it, that I need to respect it and understand it and do what I can to support it.
Vinson hopes the work that brings her such joy will lead to better safeguards for the birds, whose survival is threatened by oil spills and other human activities. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.